Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call. For Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, I'm Josh Nelson. Last night's game for the White Sox reminded me of last Friday's game against the Houston Astros, which was Dylan Cease's previous start. Appeared to be sharp for four innings, made one mistake to a left-hander, resulted in a solo home run, but it appeared that Cease was in command. Against Houston, things got rocky for Cease in the sixth inning. Last night, it was the fifth inning, as Josh Donaldson drove in two runs on a single to give the Twins a 3-1 lead. And that was the end of Cease's night. When he leaves the game, it's a 3-1 game, and his final line was five innings pitched, seven hits allowed, three earned runs allowed, two walks, and five strikeouts. Just like last Friday, after Cease left, the White Sox bullpen melted down again. Cody Hoyer was tagged for a three-run homer by Jorge Polanco as the Twins had a comfortable 6-1 lead. Polanco, by the way, had himself a great game, filling up the stat sheet. He went 3-for-4, scoring three runs and driving in three, walked once, and stole third base. The White Sox offense managed 10 hits and two walks, but they could only score two runs. Michael Pineda for the Twins went five innings pitched, four hits allowed, one earned run allowed, one walk, and three strikeouts as his sinker was on point. And unlike the previous night, the Twins' bullpen didn't melt down. It helps to generate four double plays that kept killing White Sox rallies. The White Sox ended up losing the game 7-2, and that's the final time the Minnesota Twins visit Chicago in the 2021 season, and the next time these two teams play will be in August in Minneapolis to conclude the season series, which is good news for the Minnesota Twins. With the loss, the Chicago White Sox are now 58-38. No game today for the White Sox as they are off before preparing a big series in Milwaukee this upcoming weekend. But there's big news coming from Yermín Mercedes. Yesterday on his Instagram, Mercedes announced that he's walking away from the sport. The Chicago White Sox did put out a statement during last night's game. Quote, "The White Sox are aware of tonight's Instagram post by Yermín Mercedes, who is currently on the active roster of our Class AAA team in Charlotte, North Carolina. At this point in time, the White Sox have not received any official notification from Yermín concerning his future plans," end quote. During his post-game press conference, manager Tony La Russa told reporters, quote, "As you probably know, if you are paying attention, several times, Yermín said how close we are. He knows I'm a supporter of his, so I'll reach out to him and see what's going on. It could be he's just feeling frustrated," end quote. Mercedes was hitting .298 with a .365 on base percentage and slugging .632 with Charlotte, which is a very good slash line. But in last night's game, he was replaced by Nate Nolan in the sixth inning. This is a developing story, so for any updates to Yermín Mercedes' status on why he is deciding to retire at this moment, we'll post it on SoxMachine.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Down in the minors, outside of Mercedes' surprise announcement, tonight was about the return of Luis Robert in action for his rehab starts. Playing with the Winston-Salem Dash, Robert had the go-ahead RBI single in the fifth inning before being replaced by a pinch runner, which was the game plan. Robert was only to go five innings last night. Robert went 1-for-3 at the plate. Luis Curbelo had a big day, going 3-for-5 with three RBIs. So did Lennon Sosa, and Yoelki Cespedes went 2-for-5. The Dash beat Jersey Shore 10-4. Charlotte lost in Durham 7-3. Aloy Jimenez went 1-for-4. Jimmy Lambert got knocked out of the game in the fourth inning after allowing 4 hits, 7 earned runs, 4 walks, and 2 home runs in just 3 1/3 innings pitched. Birmingham put up 17 runs on Chattanooga in their victory. Yoelbert Sanchez went 4-for-5, and Craig Didilo went 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Kannapolis swept their doubleheader against Fayetteville 5-4 and 15-2. Jose Rodriguez went 4-for-9 with a stolen base in the 2 games. Around Major League Baseball scores, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-4. The Rays are now 57-39. The San Diego Padres beat the Atlanta Braves 3-2. The New York Mets blanked the Cincinnati Reds 7-0 as the Reds were just allowed 1 hit in the game. The Kansas City Royals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3. The Colorado Rockies beat the Seattle Mariners 6-3 by the same score. Arizona beats Pittsburgh 6-4. The Diamondbacks have now won 4 straight games as they sweep Pittsburgh. Calm down, Arizona. Miami Marlins in the 10th inning were able to score 2 runs to beat the Washington Nationals by a final score of 3-1. The New York Yankees beat the Philadelphia Phillies 6-5. The Boston Red Sox continue to hit home runs against the Toronto Blue Jays in Buffalo, where they've hit 11 in their last 2 games against the Blue Jays. Red Sox win by 3-7-4. The Detroit Tigers beat the Texas Rangers 4-2 as the Tigers remain hot since May 1st. The Tigers are now 46-51 after a terrible start to the season. The Cleveland Indians save face against the Houston Astros and finally win a game. They end up finishing 1-6 on the season against Houston as they won by 1 run, 5-4. The St. Louis Cardinals get revenge on the Chicago Cubs in extra innings after the Cubs scored 6 runs the previous night in the 9th inning to come from behind. St. Louis scores the game-winning run in the 10th inning to beat the Cubs 3-2. The San Francisco Giants edged the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2. The Giants are now 60-35 on the season as the Dodgers are 59-38 in the still tight National League West race. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support us, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts and website, and the first chance at our new swag items. Have a great Thursday morning, everyone, and we'll see you later tonight for Sox Machine Live. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.